I'm Vicky Merrick. The Local Food Report's up now with Allie Burlow. And this time, Allie visits a food waste reduction program.
I got a composter's heart, though the truth is, I've been really bad at it. But I finally got my shot at redemption because now nearly all my kitchen scraps go to the Martha's Vineyard Food Waste Initiative. From coffee filters and spent grounds to eggshells, dried bits of cheese, pork bones and fish racks, even the small sum of bacon fat from breakfast. Tons of local food waste go into the initiative at Thimble Farm in Vineyard Haven, where it gets a whole new life and not in a landfill. Some of it even turns into feed for their hens.
So we have almost 300 chickens now. They eat about a half a ton of food waste a week. And then weekly we scoop out their bedding and all that. And so then that is another piece of our recipe for our compost.
I buy those eggs. That's Eunice Yeomans. She heads up this island-wide collaboration whose goal is to reduce local food waste by 50% by the year 2030. And that compost recipe she's talking about starts with you and me.
Most Americans, when they go to the grocery store and they buy 5 bags of groceries, 2 of those are thrown into the waste system.
An average person in the States wastes about 240 pounds of food a year. That costs around $1,800. Think of all the places besides home where food is wasted, from grocery stores and restaurants to schools and hospitals, cafes, potlucks, picnics, and catered events. It's staggering, and it's expensive. Eunice, along with stakeholders, and that includes local town governments, are working at addressing all the issues around food waste with real-life, scalable solutions.
Just food waste alone, we estimate costs about $620,000 a year to ship it off and entomb it in a landfill. That's not including what we all pay in our taxes, because all these waste operations are underwritten by town budgets. So I think the financial pressure is going to be a big driver in moving this forward.
In 2014, Massachusetts imposed the commercial food disposal ban,
which says, you know, if you produce, you know, 1 ton or more of food waste any given week of the year, that you are not allowed to put it in a landfill. That's one pressure. The second pressure, or carrot, actually, is the EPA has created all these amazing grant programs. And these are big money. This is $250,000, $150,000 grants for infrastructure development for food waste and composting and all that kind of stuff.
I asked Eunice, what's the worst thing that can happen to a community compost program?
Not doing a good job. So, I mean, I think the challenge with food waste is it's yucky. It's super yucky. So our job right now is to make sure that we do it really well, and it's really tidy, and we're very consistent. So that's the number one thing, is this is a yucky thing, and we have to manage it correctly.
That's where the machinery comes in, like their aerobic in-vessel composter.
It's about the size of the back of a large tractor-trailer truck. It's the shape of a paper towel roll with one little gear that goes around it that spins it 4 times every hour. So it's a very simple machine, and it's just the organic processes that heat everything up and cure the compost.
After 3 days of turning food waste, the stuff that comes out sits for about 3 more months, and then it's ready to use in gardens and farms. This year, they expect to transform around 360 tons of waste into almost as much compost.
Our farmland is pretty depleted. It needs compost. It needs these things. So actually, in 2009, the Martha's Vineyard Commission Island Plan said, we need to stop shipping our food waste off the island. This is a commodity that we're also shipping in that we actually need to restore our soils and make them more bountiful here on the island.
The connection between food waste and climate change is why Eunice does this work.
I worked in climate change for a long time. I wrote a lot about it and thought about it, and it was really depressing over time. And so, you know, you try meat-free Mondays and you try to do these little things and be mindful, and it just felt like it just wasn't enough. I just felt like I wasn't contributing.
Food waste is responsible for 8% of U.S. emissions. That includes growing the food that we're going to waste, processing and manufacturing it, transportation, and landfill gases.
So actually, if we can do something about food waste and we can do something about this methane emissions, we can actually do something about climate change in our own homes, in our own lifetimes. So for me, this is unbelievably empowering, and it's just gives me tremendous hope.
Hope and eggs, and good compost that makes healthy soil, because you can't grow good food without it.
This is why we do it, because we can actually have really lush, abundant farmland here.
For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Allie Burlow.
For photos and more about the Martha's Vineyard Food Waste Initiative and links to those EPA grants, go to our website at capeandislands.org. This local food report was edited by me, Vicki Merrick, for Atlantic Public Media. Thanks for listening.